And secondly, seeing the faults of conditioned existence. Conditioned existence is a technical term in Buddhism for phenomenal existence of every kind, physical, mental, and even what we might call in the West spiritual, whatever arises in dependence upon causes and conditions. All this is called conditioned existence. And is axiomatic for Buddhism as a spiritual tradition that all conditioned existence is impermanent. It arises, it passes away. It may be an idea, it may be an empire. It may arise and disappear in an infinitesimal fraction of a second. Or it may arise and disappear over a period of millions, even billions of years, as in the case of a great galactic system. But whatever arises, sooner or later, ceases, disappears. So everything conditioned is impermanent, transitory. And therefore also, Buddhism says, sorrowful in the sense of not ultimately satisfactory, not ultimately most deeply satisfying. Because however great the satisfaction, an impermanent thing cannot give permanent satisfaction. So sooner or later pain comes, the separation comes, the wrench comes, and then comes suffering. And everything also is, in a word, unreal. Not in the sense that it doesn't exist, that it isn't there, but what we think of as that particular thing, that particular existence, is only the surface of something deeper. It isn't real in and by itself. It's only partly real, it's only relatively real. So one sees that conditioned existence as a whole has these faults, as they're technically called. It's impermanent. It's riddled with unsatisfactoriness. It isn't ultimately real, and one knows that nothing of this sort, nothing conditioned, can permanently, fully satisfy the deepest longings of the human heart, which is always craving for something permanent, above and beyond the flux of time. Something blissful, something permanently satisfying, something which does not pall after a while, something of which one never becomes wearied, never becomes tired, and something also which is fully and entirely real and true. So in this way, one sees the faults of conditioned existence piercing and penetrating through the conditioned to the unconditioned beyond. And independence upon this factor also, this seeing the faults of conditioned existence, arises the bodhicitta.